Now the 2.5 tribes, they come up with a very good explanation. Notice verse 21. Then the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh answered and said unto the heads of the thousands of Israel, "The Lord God of gods, the Lord God of gods, he knoweth, and Israel he shall know, if it be a rebellion or if it be in transgression against the Lord, save us not this day, that we have built us an altar to turn from following the Lord, and to offer thereon burnt offering or meat offering, or if to offer peace offerings thereon, let the Lord himself require it." In other words, they had not built an altar to offer sacrifice on. It was just to remind them that they still belong to the nation Israel. And apparently it was a duplicate, only on a much enlarged scale, of the altar, the burnt altar that they had in the tabernacle. But they were never to offer a sacrifice upon it, you see. Then they go on here to explain they were sincere. Listen to them. "That we have built us an altar to turn from following God." Well, it's not for offering sacrifices. Verse 24, "And if we have not rather done it for fear of this thing, saying, in time to come your children might speak unto our children, saying, what have ye to do with the Lord God of Israel?" And they actually were sincere in doing this thing. Now their explanation, and you can read it on there, I'll not read any more, but when you drop down to verse 31, you find out that the 9.5 tribes accepted the explanation. And they realized they were a little hasty. Notice verse 31. "And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, said unto the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, to the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that the Lord is among us, because ye have not committed this trespass against the Lord. Now ye have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord." You see, they accepted this, and they acknowledged they'd been a little hasty. You know, we fundamentalists are a little hasty. Sometimes we say things and do things we ought not to do, friends. We are sincere in it. We think we're defending the Word of God, but actually we're not. And they made a mistake in coming at war against their brethren.